Day 16. Healthy churches let people in.
Today's scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. But we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak, and not just please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but just as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in former times was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and through encouragement of the Scriptures, we may have hope. Now may the God of endurance and comfort give you unity with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Receive one another then, just as Christ also received you, to God's glory. Sometimes a person will join a new church and will be given a heads up by someone who's been there just a little bit longer. You have to make your own way here. Consider the hurdles a new member may have to clear to make his own way. There is the hurdle of existing relationships. Some people's dance cards are already full. They don't have time on the calendar or room in their hearts for any more close friends. There is the hurdle of personal history and the related inside stories. In Sunday school, someone leans forward and speaks past the new member to enjoy a story from their past with an old friend. How do you think the new guy in the middle feels? Socioeconomic differences can be hurdles. Some have cars, clothes, and conveniences, others do not. And while they don't flaunt them, as they talk about their stuff with their friends, the outsider takes notice. There's the rules of the road hurdle. How you carry yourself, what you wear, how loudly you talk, how you choose your words, how much banter you engage in, your type of humor. A lot of this will come from our work environment, the homes in which we grew up, and our educational backgrounds. Local culture plays a part also. There is the what you can talk about before class hurdle. A lot of this is a reflection of the different things we do at work. Sometimes we can remove the hurdles and bridge the differences. Sometimes it's a bridge too far. That is why we start new classes, so more people can have a home base where they feel comfortable. However, as the Lord's people, it is our job to create an environment where no one has to make his own way. Instead, we need to create ways from the outside in. There must be intentionality in helping people move through the various stages of being an outsider to becoming an insider. First, we need to develop relationships with people who don't know the Lord in our spheres of influence. We need to be in places where there are unbelievers, unchurched people, and de-churched people. That is, people who once attended church but became disillusioned. Our goal is to get to know them and like them. Then we want to invite people to become a part of our Bible studies and D-Life groups. This represents the first movement from our sphere of influence into an exploratory visit. The next movement is from the parking lot into the front door. Greeters help people find the right entrance and provide assistance to any who need it. A friend who meets you at the front door, though, is a friend indeed. The transition from the front door into the classroom is one that makes most guests feel nervous. How do I find the right classroom? What's behind the door? Will there be people in the classroom like me? It's important for someone in the class to ask our guests to sit with them in the worship service, walking with them from the classroom to the worship center. Over time, with exposure to His Word and to His people, God brings people to faith in Christ. This is the Big In movement into God's forever family. From the time someone comes into the Lord's family, there are other In movements. And these include getting them in training to develop as a disciple and how to serve the Lord, then deploying them in the world in witness and service. Another in is one no believer ever wants to move out of, that is, staying in fellowship. Because our Christian walk is fragile, we all need each other's help for that. There is a story about a World War I soldier who was killed in action. His buddies asked the priest if they could bury him in the Catholic cemetery nearby. No, they were sorry, but the young officer was a Protestant. So his friends asked if they could bury him just outside the cemetery. Yes, they could permit that. His buddies happened to come back by later, and they saw that after reconsideration, the priest had moved the cemetery fence to include this soldier. Our role is to include people in. Today's questions. Who is counting on you to be at church this Sunday because you are the one who includes the men? Who are you looking out for so they don't have to make their own way? Who is on the outside in some way you are helping to move inside? Today's prayer guidance. Spirit of God, please give me the ability to pick up on it when someone is feeling like they are on the outside looking in. Guide me in showing them respect and not make them feel like they are my project. Give me the words and the sensitivity to include them into my world and into your family.